Because we just stole $35 million worth of gold without even holding a gun, because he planned this down to a T. Nobody else could have done that. Nobody. Charlie!
Charlie!
Yes! Come on, gentlemen. Shop him at Superman West. Spare no dirty details.
Come here. Stay with my Superman old man. I'll spend it. Invest.
And what?
In gold.
Yeah, I got it first, all right? What are you getting wrong?
There's a lot of things. Not a lot, man. I'm just thinking about making girls and medicines.
Obviously,
see? I suppose I get the Esteban in medals. A lot of girls want to do one person to sleep on those days.
I'm going to get a Nancy 77 digital decoder with 71 amps and bar ground PACs.
Yeah.
It's a big stereo. Speaker so loud it blow women's clothes off.
$35 million you can't get more creative than that, man. I'm going Andalusia, South Spain, right there. Big house, your library full of first editions, your room for my shoes. What about you, Steve?
I don't know, I'm inside of
you. You're inside of you? Come on, man. Is it the mountain there? Just...
I like what you said, I'll take one of each of yours.
Well, there were two of everything to say, then. No way.
Well, the toast.
You pull the toast, your eyes closed. Yeah. You remember. Just incredible. You saw the whole picture covered all the angles. Now, Charlie, two kinds of thieves in this world. The ones who steal to enrich their lives, and the ones who steal to define their lives. That'll be all right. They should miss out on what's really important in this life.
What's happened, my child? Is it your father?
Sending presents doesn't make you a good father. I spent half my kids' life in prison. Don't get to be my age or come from this child.
Alright, so we've been talking about Sermon on the Mount for the last few months. Last week, anybody remember what we talked about? That's what this means. Loving your enemies. We talked about love. And basically, if you get anything from last week's message, is that Christianity, or following Jesus, is really based on love. Based on, it began with the love that God had for us, and the love that was displayed for Jesus when he gave up his life for us. And in fact, the Bible says, and I think we can agree, that there is no better thing that anybody can do for you, or that this is the highest thing, than to give their life for you, right? Because what else do you have besides your life? Nothing. If you got your life, if you don't have your life, then you don't have anything else either, right? So, I mean, Jesus gave up his life for us. So he gave up everything he possibly could. So that's how we started it off. I guess we can't blank out that screen. People are reading citizen over and over. Citizen. Citizen. Is there a... Is there some way to... Now they're reading Dell. I can see Justin's mind.
I don't know where you put the remote.
Dell. No, that would be my fault. Just a little tiny one back there.
Well, I know what it looks like, but it's not that
cute. Is it possible? This is not bad. This is alright. Jesse can only read Dell so many times before he gets bored and starts listening.
I can read that first time.
Alright.
You can read that?
Okay. So we talked about loving your enemies, we talked about lust, we talked about murder of the heart, adultery of the heart. We talked about lots of stuff. And we're going to continue, we're going to jump forward to chapter 6, and we're going to start on verse 19. Now, I didn't bring the Bibles with me, so you guys can follow along. I felt like I carted over a whole bunch of Bibles. We'll just do it next week, and keep going from there. Yes, I'm lazy. Thank you. All right, so here we go. So if you do have your Bible, you can follow along. It's in Matthew chapter 6, and we're starting in verse 19. So this is what Jesus continues to say. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Can you guys think of any kind of treasure that will eventually be destroyed? Or come on, like gold? Does gold last forever?
Yeah, it could.
Possibly. How about the new trucks?
No.
No?
It's
no
a Toyota.
How about clothes? New shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't wear them, even then, I think eventually they would just kind of...
The moths.
The moths, right? That's right.
A piece of coal.
All right, let's keep going. Yeah, a vacuum.
But here's what he said. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Now I can find it.
Why is this not there, bro?
That's weird. You know what? My dad's up. Like this. Why'd you get my stand-up?
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
There you go.
There's a thing on the thumb. I turned it off. I was going to blame it on my dad. Like, that's cruel. That is my fault. There we go. This way you don't have to yell. I can just talk normally. Okay, where are we? But... So don't store up treasure on earth, but store up treasure for yourselves in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, that or there your heart will be also. What do you think Jesus is talking about treasure in heaven? Anybody give it a shot? What's that? Nothing? Nobody? So, are all you guys chasing after stuff that's going to eventually break down, be destroyed, get rusted, get holes in it? Like your underwear?
Wait.
Sorry. Not really. All right. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. By the way, we'll talk about what treasure in heaven is in a minute. Since none of you guys, not one person had an idea. I'm scared. Okay. That could be. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Now this is a pretty straightforward statement, is it not? If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Interesting statement. So yeah, today we're talking about treasure, we're going to talk about money, but treasure doesn't necessarily need to be money. I think, what is, how you guys want to find out what you really treasure? Think of the things that you want to protect at all costs, that you want to keep secure, that you don't want people to touch or play with, or that you really don't want to get wrecked, or the things that you desire really greatly. It could be popularity, it could be whatever. But the things that you treasure, those are the things that you hang on to for dear life, and you do not want anyone to take them away from you.
Whoa.
It is hot in here. is there a way to turn up the fan?
There's
I think it's right behind Luke.
There's six windows.
Let's just go outside.
Yeah,
wait, we're gonna have small groups here, so you can have small groups outside if you want. As long as you okay, there we go.
Chris, we
want to
hear you outside.
No. Well, I wouldn't mind. It's just too much distraction out there. Here's the deal with treasure, guys. If it's not something that if it's not the treasure in heaven, which we're gonna talk about in a minute. It's the stuff that we hang on to that eventually destroys us. It hurts us. But we think it's awesome. We think it's, because we think it's treasure, right? Nobody, if it's real treasure to you, then it's awesome, right? If it's not awesome, if it's not amazing, then it's not treasure to you. So, earthly treasure. What would you guys say is probably the biggest earthly treasure, the stuff that you... Money's okay.
Car.
Anyway.
Cars. Broken.
Your tooth? Okay.
I punched out one of his teeth the other day.
What else? What else do we really treasure?
David.
Women. Yes. David. We treasure David, we do. We treasure him a lot. Anyone else? What?
Vehicles,
okay. What do you guys treasure? Like, tell me some treasure stuff here. iPods. Music. What is something that you're thinking of right now you couldn't live without? Texting. Food, yeah. Food could be treasure. Guitars. Xbox.
Yeah.
What else?
Water.
Okay. Air. You treasure air? Okay. You treasure yourself? For sure, man. That's probably pretty much everybody's biggest treasure, yourself. Which won't lead you very far. But anyway. Okay? Notice the common theme of all these treasures? They're all temporary, right? They don't last forever. Did you guys know that you are going to last forever? You're going to get a new body.
I said
you. I didn't say your body. Who are you? You are the person that when they open you up with a little scalpel and pull out all your innards because you're dead, they can't find you. Because you're gone, right? That's you. So yeah, so you could say it's your soul, your spirit. Okay. I'm way off topic here. Sorry. Okay, so let's try this again. We've established what earthly treasure is. Okay, guys, listen. Hello. Last talking. And if, well, you can talk as long as you're talking to me. Okay?
Can I talk to you?
Wait, earthly. We got earthly treasure down pat. Heavenly treasure. Give it another shot.
Jesus.
Okay. He is our biggest treasure, right? That's what. That's actually the whole point of this text. Jesus needs to be our treasure. But what does that mean?
We need to love Jesus.
Okay, what does loving Jesus mean? How do you do that? Okay, to worship him? How else? Give your life to him?
Be like Chris Nickel.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I love Jesus, so if you're like that, that's good. Anybody else? So how do you, like seriously, think about this. How Jesus is telling us to store up treasure in heaven. What's the kind of things that last beyond this life?
Family.
What's that? Honesty? Okay. Is this like super stumping question?
Can you answer the question?
Okay.
We're talking about
treasure in heaven. Storing up treasure in heaven.
Love.
Love, okay. Love is a treasure. How do you do that, though? How do you store that up in heaven?
You say? Because the ones you love, you will recommend in heaven. Okay. I said that.
Okay. Come on, you guys.
Store all your love in Jesus.
Okay, we have a really interesting answer here. We want to go with this one. Connor, what did you say again? Be a good person and don't sin. That's a tough one. That's true. Because you remember the boat? Remember the boat? There's two boats, right? Who's in one boat? Justin is in one boat. And Jesus is in the other boat. And Jesus is in the good boat. Okay. Right. So in order to be a good person, what do we need to do?
Jump on the good boat.
We need to... Thanks. Well, we need Jesus as the analogy. Okay, let's leave the boat behind us. All right. So here's the thing. Here's how you store up treasure in heaven, guys. Okay, everybody didn't know this answer, so you should probably be listening, right? Here's how you store up treasure in heaven. True treasure is Jesus, okay? Start with that. It's Jesus. And what does Jesus want from us?
Love.
Yeah, he wants us to love others, okay? He wants us to, what else?
He wants our lives.
He wants our lives, but what does he want to do with our lives? Yeah, he wants to transform them so that we can be him, be like him, so that okay, we go to heaven so that this is really hard. Jesus has a mission for us here on this earth. He wants us, remember just a few weeks ago we talked about being light and salt. The world is without flavor, it's bland, it's sinful, it's dark. Jesus wants to, it's like, having a supper that has tasteless. You put a little salt on it and all of a sudden it's like, wow, where did all this taste come from? That's what he's talking about. That's what the follower of Jesus is like. He wants us to obey him. He wants us to do the things that he wants us to do. And when we obey Jesus, when we love Jesus, when we love other people, when we love God, guess what happens? We start storing up treasure in heaven. It's really simple. However, here's the problem. Very, very few of us, I could say really none of us, are really keen on storing up treasure in heaven. You guys hearing me? How about the group over behind Treasure? Or Trevor. Treasure. Nice.
Trevor, I'll bring you to heaven. We figured out the answer.
I ask you this question. What are you living your life for right now?
Jesus.
Are you really?
Not yet.
Seriously, guys, this is a tough one. I've known Jesus for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. And it is difficult sometimes to store up treasure in heaven. Because I see stuff out there, I see what my neighbors have, I see lots of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't mind a nice set of golf clubs, or a nice boat, or a truck.
You do.
I wouldn't mind that.
That's
not mine. I'm borrowing it. Doesn't belong to me now. It belongs to my father-in-law. Okay, and you look around, and it doesn't matter how much you have, you seem to always compare yourself to someone who has more. Okay? So the guy who seemingly has everything is not satisfied, because he wants more. So if you guys are sitting there thinking, man, this is a good point to do this. Think about somebody you think just has it all. All of us know of somebody like that.
Chris Michael.
Yeah? Yeah, don't answer alone. Just think for a second. Why do you think of them in that way? Why would this person have it all? Because they're rich.
They work for it.
They're smart.
Blessed.
So why do they have it all?
Because
they have what we don't have. Because we're greedy. Because their priorities are what? Their priorities are different, okay? So, did you guys catch the common theme in all these answers? The answer to why do they have it all, you guys are talking about earthly treasure. What Jesus just told us right here is basically saying they have nothing. You're looking at people and going like, man, I wish I could be like them, or I wish I could have that. They have so much stuff, they have this, they have great family, they have great toys, they have great whatever. And Jesus is saying that as long as you're looking at these earthly things and desiring them, and you think that those people have it all, I mean, you might have been thinking of movie stars, you might have been thinking of, your favorite band, and they're like Nickelback, they got it all, everything you ever dreamed of, he's a rock star, just like his song sings. We can look at those guys and we think they have it all, but that's because our minds are warped. Our minds are warped by sin, and we think that what they have is treasure. But I'm here today to let you guys know that that's not treasure. That treasure does not last. That treasure eventually will be destroyed. And you'll find there's a verse in your small group from Ecclesiastes, and it kind of highlights the whole idea where you came into this world with nothing and you leave with nothing. You guys catch that? When you die, you don't get to take any of that with you. Your life is done. It's gone. You can be buried with your PS3, but it's just your body. You're not going to be able to use it. In fact, your body is going to rot. That's Exactly. And make it really snowy. So guys, it's really hard for us. Are you guys kind of catching the picture here, how difficult it is for us to recognize what heavenly treasure is, what things at last is, the kind of stuff that Jesus is telling us to store up for ourselves? Okay, so here's the key to this whole idea. Did you guys catch the verse where he says, "For your where your treasure is, there your heart will be also"? He pinpoints the problem. You guys catch that? He pinpoints the problem. Where your heart is where your treasure is. If your heart is lusting after money, or boys, or girls, or things, possessions, PS3s, music, whatever it is, if that's what your heart is about, did you guys realize that the things that you treasure are actually come from where your heart is? Yeah? I think it's pretty obvious, but... So how do we change that? How do we start seeing things the way that God wants us to see them? Which is kind of the whole theme that we've been talking about. God wants us to see other people the way he sees them. He wants us to see him the way he sees him. No, sorry. I just told it straight. He wants us to treat others as he would treat them. And when it comes to things and treasure, he wants us to see the real treasure. And I got a clip in a couple of seconds that really is going to highlight this and help to explain a little bit more. All right. A couple of years ago, I went to Las Vegas. And it was a very fun trip. My brother took me golfing. Yes. And it was like at the beginning of April, and it was cold here and snowy. And as I'm walking around, going through the casinos, and I'm watching people gamble, and like, I don't know how much, there's thousands and thousands of dollars going through there. And people are all just after money. Like, the greed there is incredible. And I just had this, as I was walking down the street, at first I was awed by the lights, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And after 3 days of being there, I'm just like, man, this place is empty. There's all these people chasing after stuff that's not going to bring them happiness. They idolize people in their lives that have lots of money and lots of fame or lots of whatever, and it's going to get them nowhere. And as I was walking, I'm like, this is empty. This place is empty. It's full of people seemingly having a great time, losing their money, and yet it's just completely empty. And Vegas is that spot where everybody wants to go and, you know, get their fortune or whatever. You know, it's fun and all that kind of stuff. But it's, I just watching the people, I just felt horrible at how empty these people are. Alright, we're going to watch a clip, and it's from the movie Big Trouble. I'm just going to cue it up. Throughout this movie, there's a guy named Snake, and he's the bad guy. He finds this, what he thinks is treasure. It's this box. And the whole movie is him trying to get this treasure and take it so that he can spend it. And he does, the thing is, about this box, have you guys seen this movie, Big Trouble? Have I? Alright. Actually, I'm going to show it. But anyway, in this box is what he thinks is going to set him up for life. And he keeps saying that the whole movie. He's like, I got to have that box. And so, the movie's a comedy, and the box keeps changing hands, people steal it from each other. And finally, they're on a plane, the box is on a plane. Snake is on there, and the hero is Tim Allen.
He's amazing.
Tim the Toolman Man Taylor. Some of you may be too young to know what that is, but yeah, it's cool.
It's the best show of all time.
But anyway, we're going to start the clip where they're fighting over the box. Now, what Snake does not know is that there is a bomb in the box. He thinks it's incredibly valuable, which it is. The problem is it's a bomb, and it's been started, and it's counting down, and it's about to explode. But he is trying to hold on for dear life to what he thinks is treasure. So, wait. Fire away.
Okay, if the DVD player shuts off when I hit play, it's not my fault. I did that a couple times.
He's unconscious.
This is a flyby air from the century.
Whatever.
What?
What do you say?
What? What?
They're opening the pilot feet. Hang on. You tell me their suitcase off the plane right now. You understand? Right now.
For a number of reasons.
I hit pause.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. If you want to know what storing up treasure in heaven is all about, heavenly treasure, then here's the deal. You need to start valuing the things that God values. Caring about the things that God cares about. And what does God care about? God cares about, first, the people finding Him. Okay? God cares about us. So we need to care about other people. Okay? God cares deeply for those who are hurting. So we need to care about people who are hurting. God cares very deeply for the poor and the oppressed. That means that we need to care for the poor and the oppressed. God cares very deeply for the people who can't help themselves, who need help. God wants us, as His followers, to value and to care for people who can't help themselves. This is woven throughout Scripture. God wants us to care about the things that He cares about. And if we do that, that's how we store up treasure in heaven. So here's the clip. You have snake. And I want all of us to put ourselves in the position of a snake. Right? We're all snakes. We have a choice. Okay? Let's say Tim Allen is Jesus. I'm sorry, that's horrible. But in this movie, he represents the Jesus character. How's that? That's much better. Okay? Jesus is saying, give me your hand. You're holding on to something that's going to destroy you. Now, we have a choice. And what you're holding on to is what you treasure. Remember we said that right at the start. Stuff you hold on to, the stuff that you want to keep secure. Okay? He's giving us an opportunity. Jesus reaches down and says, if you care about the things that I care about, if you love the people that I love, if you follow me and you do as I ask you to do, then you will store up treasure in heaven and you will be saved and you're on the airplane. The other choice is that you hold on to the stuff that you're treasuring. It could be money, It could be girlfriend or boyfriend. It could be cars. It could be music. It could be tons of whatever, gadgets. It could be, there's so many things. It could be popularity. And Jesus is saying, let go of that. Because if you don't, it's going to destroy you. That's the option that we have, guys. This is life and death stuff. This is why Jesus is saying this is so important. Let go of the things that aren't going to last. And hang on to Jesus. Let it go. Even though you think it's treasure, even though you think that it's going to bring you happiness and your life's going to be all grand and woohoo, fun. It's not. It's a trap. It's a bomb in a suitcase, and that's what you're hanging on to. What's that? Excellent. Supposed to be. We're all in that position. All of us have that decision, and we have it over and over. Because things creep into our lives, and we make them our treasure. And, you know, once you have kids, it could be your kids. Or it could be your spouse. It could be a lot of things. You have to be so careful that Jesus is your treasure. And that you care about the things that God cares about. And that you do something about it. Alright. So here's the deal. Jesus ends off by saying, you cannot serve both God and money. That's the picture. Snake holding on to the suitcase or Jesus. Okay? That's your decision. You can't have it both ways. Either Jesus is your master, or the things of this world is your master. He's asking you to let go because they're going to kill you. And he's not going to lift you on board with the suitcase. Because just like the clip, if they put the suitcase on the plane, it's going to pull up, right? He knows it's destructive. He wants you to let go. Yeah, you have a question.
What if he, like, you know when he grabs the side of the plane?
What if he still died? He's falling out of an airplane.
No, he went
into
the water. He's still alive
and
he has it.
Well, he's in the middle of the ocean, so he died.
Always.
The point is, it's not that we are actually in an airplane flying and have an opportunity to shoot Jesus. Okay? That's not the point of the clip. The point is that Jesus is saying we cannot serve two masters. It's one or the other. Because if you notice that if a snake would have lifted his hand off the railing, what would have happened? He'd have fallen, right? He had one choice, or two choices. Let go of the suitcase and live, or hang on to the suitcase and die. There was only two choices, and that's the choices Jesus has given us. He says there can only be one master in your life. It can't be the stuff on this earth. It can't be yourself. It's either Jesus or the bomb that's going to destroy you. All right, backtracking to our first clip, and then we're going to identify some of the things that these guys are chasing after. Some of you thought it was a pretty racy clip, but here's the deal. This is the stuff that we want in life, that our heart, as the Bible says, our hearts are desperately wicked. And these guys were after cars and women, stereos and women, house, shoes. Like, it was just all these things that they thought money could buy that would just make them happy. Okay, this is... Guys, I want you guys to realize this. This is serious. That's the stuff that destroys us. Okay? If we hang on to that, it's not that they're bad things. It's not that you can't have a nice car or a nice house or whatever. You know, God gives us good gifts. But the thing is, if those things become your treasure, then they are destructive. They will destroy you. All right, I just want to pray for you guys, because this is a hard issue. This is a hard issue for me, and I think it's a hard issue for all of us, is putting our treasure where it should be. So let's pray, and then we're going to go to a small groups. We got the use of the house over here. So we're going to send all the boys' groups over to the house, and the girls can stay here. So. All right. And then, oh, yeah, you guys, okay, whatever. The younger guys can't go, only if Peter says, because you guys were Jordan, too. You guys collaborate, but I find it very difficult to pay attention outside, and I know you guys are way more worse at that. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that this is a toughie. We really struggle with storing up treasure in heaven. Father, I think our tendency is to try to gain treasure here on earth. And so, Lord, I just ask that you help all of us. Show us what we're hanging on to. Show us what the bomb in our life is, the thing that's trying to destroy us, but we think it's treasure. Lord, please reveal that to all of us here. And Father, help us to let go of it and to reach out for Jesus and to let Him be our master and not anything else. We just pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.